welcome to another side episode edition of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. In today's episode, I got a lot of picks coming up for you. Week 11 is underway. As of this recording, we have a huge game tonight between the Bengals and the Ravens. But before I get into that, I have to mention how did I do in week 10? Well, another 12-4 start for your boy. Yes, indeed. What a start, man. What a nice run that I have been having over the last few weeks. I have gone an astounding 34-12 with my picks over the last 3 weeks after a terrible week 7. So let's try to keep this streak up. Let's try to keep it going. And here we go. Enough of me rambling. I'm about to get right into my picks. And again, I'm only going to highlight some of the bigger games on the schedule, and some of the other ones, you'll probably see those in the comments below or in the description box below, or I'll just mention a quick synopsis of what I think is going to happen with the game. So enough of me rambling. Let's get right into it. Thursday, Bengals going up against the Ravens. This is a big one. This is a big one because both teams are coming off humiliating losses at home by field goals. By field goals. First, the Bengals, who they had the game in the bag, but thanks to the wonderful play, the heroic play of CJ Stroud, the Texans were able to pull off that victory, and now the Bengals go on the road and have to play a difficult matchup against the Ravens. Now, the Ravens, it's been kind of a confusing season for the Ravens for me. There are pockets where they dominate teams, and then they'll have that one game where they just kind of fall on their face. You know, they kind of fall on their face, and, you know, they kind of did that against the Browns, and they allowed this against a Deshaun Watson who was reportedly playing with one arm and one leg in the second half, and went 14-14, and the Browns pulled off a huge upset. Now, again, Lamar Jackson had that really bad interception that kind of led to the demise of the Ravens, but he's going to have to make better decisions than that as he's going up against this Bengals team. And lately, the Bengals have been having the Ravens number. Joe Burrow has had the Ravens number since he's been a quarterback, no matter how good the Ravens are. But with the Ravens being at home, they should be able to put together a strong performance. I just don't think it's going to be strong enough to beat the Bengals. I got the Bengals going on the road and beating the Ravens, and the Baltimore Ravens are a 3-point favorite. Up next, we have the Sunday games. No London games, correction, or Germany games. So everybody's back to regular scheduled programming. Sunday at 12, we have the first game, the Bears going up against the Lions. This is going to be a matchup where Justin Fields will be making an appearance after a 4-game hiatus after his injury against the Vikings, and now he has a tough task on his hand to go on the road and beat a Lions team that's been red hot, especially on the road. Now, that's where I give the Bears a little glimmer of hope, is that the Lions don't play as well at home as they do on the road. I feel like the Lions play much better on the road than they do at home. And their running game, oh my goodness, that offensive line, I think this is going to be an embarrassing loss for the Bears. I know everybody's going to be sizing up Justin Fields in these last 7 games of the season to see if he is the quarterback of the future for the Bears. And honestly, I felt like he should have played against the Carolina Panthers just to shake off that rust, but for some reason he didn't play. And now he's going up against a Lions team that's red hot, and this one just got lost all written all over it for the Bears. So I got the Lions winning. They are a 7-point favorite. Up next, we got the Steelers going on the road against the Browns. Now, I'm going to have to change my selection for this one. Originally, I had the Browns beating the Steelers, but now I'm going to change that. I'm going to have the Steelers winning this game on the road against the Browns because it was reported that Deshaun Watson is out for the season, and now they're going to not go with PJ Walker. They're actually going to go with their third string quarterback. So I don't know how I feel about that. Their third string quarterback by the name of Dorian Thomas Robinson, we're gonna see how well he does. He has 0 touchdowns to 3 interceptions, so I don't know why he's getting the start over. Well, I know why he's getting the start over PJ Walker, because PJ Walker is trash. So yeah, there you go. The Browns will be going with their third string, going up against a Steelers defense that's that stout. I got the Steelers winning this game. The Browns are a 1-point favorite. I take the Steelers and the points on that one. Up next, Chargers over on the road against the Packers. I got the Chargers, not going to elaborate more on that one. The Dolphins at home against the Raiders. I got the Dolphins winning that one, even though I've been very impressed with the Raiders winning with their new coach, Antonio Pierce. But this is where the buck stops. They're playing a real team now. They play a couple of trash teams in New York. Well, I ain't going to say the Jets are trash. The Jets has got a trash quarterback, but everything else is looking good. But I got the Dolphins winning this one easy. They are a 13-point favorite. The Chargers are a 3-point favorite in the Packers game. Up next, I got the Commanders beating the Giants in a blowout. They are a 9-point favorite. Next game, I got the Cowboys blowing out the Panthers. They are a 10-point favorite. I got the Jaguars beating the Titans easily at home. They are a 6-point favorite. The Cardinals on the road against a very impressive Texans team that's turning up the heat on the Jaguars. So it's very important for the Jaguars to win that game against the Titans, because the Texans, they're on their way. And man, CJ Stroud has been very impressive. He has worked his way into the MVP conversation, ladies and gentlemen, and rightfully so. He has been outstanding as a rookie quarterback. He's doing way better than I even expected him. And I thought he was going to be better than Bryce Young coming out of that draft, but I didn't think this good. Man, I got the Texans winning that one, and they are a 4.5-point favorite over the Cardinals, even though Kyler Murray put together a really good performance for someone who hasn't played in a couple of years. He looked pretty good, and so should be an interesting game to watch. Could be a shootout. You never know. Fantasy owners, keep an eye on this game. I think this game is underrated. Down to the 3 o'clock games, we got the Buccaneers on the road against the 49ers. 49ers look like they got their mojo back after last week's dominant performance. I think the 49ers continue that against the Bucs. They are 11-point favorite. I think they cover. I think the 49ers cover that. The Jets on the road against the Bills. Now, the Bills, I don't know, man. The Jets won the first matchup against the Bills in that season opener. Josh Allen did not look good against that defense, okay? Josh Allen has not been looking good over the last couple of weeks, period. He's been throwing a lot of errant passes. His timing has been off. It's something going on with Josh Allen. I don't know what it is, and it's hard for me to trust him, but because the Bills are at home, I'm going to give them the edge. I'm going to give the Bills a chance to win this game at home against a Jets team that's just, they're just begging for another quarterback other than Zach Wilson. I mean, that's basically it. They could have got Josh Dobbs. He was out there. They could have made a move, but they decided not to. But it is what it is. I got the Bills winning. They're a 7-point favorite. The Seahawks on the road against the Rams. The Seahawks are a 1-point favorite. I got the Seahawks winning that one. Down to the 7 o'clock games, the Broncos at home against the Vikings. The Broncos is the type of team that likes to shoot themselves in the foot. They got bailed out last week because the Bills were shooting themselves in the foot. They didn't want the game either. But I think the Vikings, this is a team that's resilient. This is a team that has been resurrected by Josh Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen. He has come in and provided a huge spark to this offense that they needed. And now I think that the Vikings are going to be on the hot tail of the Lions for that division, that Northern division. So I got the Vikings winning on the road against the Broncos. They are 2.5 point underdog. I think they cover. And last but not least, this is the matchup that everyone's going to be waiting for. The Super Bowl rematch between the number one seeded Eagles and the number one seeded Chiefs. Two of the best teams in both conferences squaring off. A lot of trash talk going into this game. There was a lot of trash talk after that Super Bowl. And here we are, the Kelce brothers going up against each other. Will we see a Taylor Swift appearance? We don't know. But man, this is going to be an interesting matchup for the Chiefs. And the Chiefs coming off they kind of stumbled into the bye week. But one thing that I will never bet against, and I don't care how good, and the Eagles have been shaky too. It's a shaky 8-1. It's a deceiving 8-1. It's not a dominant 8-1. Okay. Both teams have been struggling, have had their share of struggles this year. Fortunately for both of them, their defenses are really good. But the one thing that the Chiefs have working in their favor is that Andy Reid is one of the best bye week coaches in NFL history. He's going to have his team ready coming out the bye week. And so just because of that, I got the Chiefs winning this game over the Eagles in a close one. They are a 2.5 point favorite, and I think they win by three. Falcons, Colts, Panthers, Saints, I will predict your fates later on next week. Until then, I am your host, Rod the Magnificent. Be on the lookout for a new episode of Magnificent Vibes, a full episode of Magnificent Vibes, where Love One and Spook will be joining me. So with that being said, I'm out. Peace.